I'm Don Marsh, back with more St. Louis on the Air. If there's one silver lining to the decision by the Rams to leave St. Louis, it's that it's pulled a lot of the community together to challenge Rams owner Stan Kroenke's claim that St. Louis is deficient in a lot of ways. The Missouri History Museum doesn't buy that and has begun a social media campaign to refute Kroenke. It's called Staying in St. Louis, or hashtag StaySTL, and it invites St. Louisans to sign on through Facebook and Twitter. Joining me to talk about the campaign are Jody Sowell, the museum's director of exhibitions and research. The campaign was his brainchild, we are told. Sam Moore is the online communications coordinator for the Missouri History Museum. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jody, I'll start with you. Just explain how this project works.
Sure. I think we realized pretty quickly that there was going to be a lot of attention focused on what St. Louis was losing. But we knew that St. Louis isn't a great city because of a football team, but is actually a great city for a number of reasons. Great museums, great parks, great restaurants. And so we wanted to put some of the focus of the city's attention on all those places that we're staying and all those places that make this such a great community.
And how are you doing that?
So we're doing that through social media, and Sam can certainly talk about that, encouraging people to say why their organization is staying in St. Louis and what it does to contribute to the city. You know, I oftentimes tell people that I wasn't born in St. Louis, but I got here as fast as I could because I think it's the most interesting city in the nation. And that continues to be true. So while the immediate headlines are about the Rams leaving, they're more solid things to think about that make St. Louis such a great place.
Sam, are you a native St. Louisan?
Well, I'm from the Illinois side, but I've been in and around the city my whole life. So it's a city and a region that's very near and dear to my heart and has, like Jody said, a very rich history.
Well, again, let's get to how people can become involved. And I notice that Jody is talking about organizations, companies, and what have you. What about individuals?
Oh, absolutely. So we had some great messages from organizations and fellow museums in town, but I think what we really actually appreciated most of all during the campaign was the contributions of everyday St. Louisans. So people who are tweeting at us using the StaySTL hashtag about the park that they take their morning runs in, or their favorite Emo's location, or their neighborhood. We've had a really great response from just everyday St. Louisans taking a lot of pride in the St. Louis region.
Are you surprised at this? At this reaction?
You know, in a way, yes. In a way, no. As someone who's from the St. Louis region, I know how much I love it, and I know how much the people who live here love the region. But it was a surprise in that we didn't have to do a whole lot of work on this. We put it out there. We kind of led the conversation as the preserver of this region's history, and St. Louis really took it from there.
How long will you continue the campaign?
It's going to keep going as long as people contribute to it. We've had it going for about a week now. And we continue to get submissions. I was just checking before we came in the studio here, and we've had more submissions even in the past few minutes. So we're going to keep it going as long as we can.
You know, Jody, it's been mentioned on this program many times that there are times when St. Louis seems to have a bit of an inferiority complex. I'm gathering from the kind of information and feedback you're getting that that's not the case.
Well, sometimes it takes a moment like this, hitting some hard times to realize what you have that's so great. St. Louis has an interesting mix. We're very proud of a lot of things, and then we also do have a bit of that inferiority complex. So it's interesting, though, whenever we have visitors come in from out of town and we show them all the free cultural institutions they can go to and all the great parks and the zoo and take them to a concert or a show at the Fox, they usually go home feeling a little bit worse about their city. So St. Louis is both very proud, and then we take some of these losses incredibly hard as well.
Well, for those of us who don't feel that there's an inferiority complex at work here, where can we read and judge some of the things that people are saying to you?
Sure. So if you go to if you go on Twitter, you can search the hashtag StaySTL. Yeah. You can also do the same thing on Facebook. We've been retweeting and we've been sharing a lot of those posts. And we're going to work on here in the next couple of weeks getting a hub together where you can check out all of these different contributions. There was also a great section over the weekend in the Post-Dispatch that pulled a lot of that information together in a really neat piece that they did.
That was really right in line with what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Post-Dispatch. Well, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Can you give us some indication of what it is that people are communicating to you?
Sure. So basically the St. Louis region, you know, there are more than 3 million people that live in this region, and everyone who lives here for a reason and stays for a reason. And so basically they're just telling us all the reasons that they stay. Free museums have come up a lot. The idea that we have some spectacular sports teams here in the city has come up a lot.
And one not so spectacular team, which is leaving, by the way.
Well, Rams aside, the reasonable cost of living has come up a lot. Basically, that it's just a great place for young people, for old people, for everyone in between to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. Jody, anything to add to that?
I've enjoyed seeing some of the big organizations, the St. Louis Symphony or the Muni, talk about how long they've been here and about the fact that they're definitely never going to leave. This is our 150th anniversary this year, but there are lots of organizations that have been in this city for more than 100 years and who wouldn't dream of leaving.
Yeah. What are some of the organizations that have responded? We've talked about individuals. What about the organizations?
Definitely the Muni, the Symphony, I think some parks, Tower Grove Park maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some great response from neighborhoods, Tower Grove, North St. Louis. We've also, St. Louis Public Library got in on the game. We had a great post from SLU Law Library downtown. They had got their staff together and they printed off one letter from StaySTL. Each of them had a little sign that had the letters on it, and they stood in front of that great view in front of the arch and held that up and tweeted it. That was a really fun one.
Is there a number of tweets or Facebook visits that you've had?
So we're in the thousands at this point. It's tough to keep track, but we're certainly way over 1,000 on Twitter. We've had a lot of people change their profile picture and share the logo that we put together for this. So certainly in the thousands. It's definitely kind of taken St. Louis social media by storm.
Jody, there really is a cohesive component to this in terms of bringing the community together, isn't there?
That was certainly the hope. The hope was that a lot of people would sit around and talk about what makes this city so great. And, that's not to ignore the tougher things, the bad things. That's something that I'm also very impressed with by our own visitors at the History Museum. You know, they're able to both say, these are the wonderful things about the city, and also recognize that there are some things that need to be worked on.
Are you getting any out-of-town input that you can identify?
We have gotten some, not a whole lot. It's been very local. But actually, most of the out-of-town input we've got has been from people who live in California or Ohio who say, hey, I moved from St. Louis, but dang it, I love St. Louis so much, and this is why I would have stayed in STL if I could have. So we've gotten a lot of people kind of looking back home or looking back here as a place they used to live and having really fond memories.
Yeah, I was going to say I've been very impressed by the number of people who have moved who have said, I will always be a St. Louisan, no matter where I live. Mm-hmm.
Well, just send them a little note and say you can come back anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime. That'll work out just fine. You know, we've seen some pieces on our website at stlpublicradio.org and elsewhere indicating that the Missouri History Museum is really projecting a focus, what's called a hyper-local focus. Is this something new, Jody? I mean, you're a lot of emphasis on the local situation.
We've always told local stories at the Missouri History Museum, but I think we're doing that at even a bigger percentage than we have in the past and with sort of more dynamic ways. I think this campaign is a good example of that, is that we are trying to tell local history and be the place where the community comes together in new and interesting ways. So we have many more local history exhibits than we have in the past. fewer traveling shows and more of a real focus on St. Louis history. So I know a lot of attention has been paid to our A Walk in 1875 St. Louis exhibit that's up right now, closes in just a couple of weeks. We have some great exhibits coming up this year about Route 66 through Missouri and the little black dress taken from our textile collection. So we know that people care about St. Louis and want to see the St. Louis story explored in a lot of different ways, and that's what we're trying to do.
I gather from the attendance and traffic that you're getting that this is really paying off.
And it's really paid off. This is the first time in our 150-year history that we've had back-to-back years with more than 400,000 in attendance. That's about twice as many people as go to the Chicago History Museum, for example. So there's really no need to have an inferiority complex when it comes to history museums, because I think ours can't be beat.
And Sam, the digital world actually helps make this happen, does it not?
No question. No question. We've been a lot more present on our social media channels and online in the past couple of years, and getting that message of St. Louis has a great local history and a history to be proud of has really paid off on those channels as well.
Okay. Very quickly, just to recap, what can folks do to get involved in this campaign?
Absolutely. So get on Facebook, go to Twitter, change your profile picture to the Stay STL logo, and then tweet us or Facebook us using that hashtag Stay STL and tell us why you stay here.
Great program. Thanks, guys, for being with us. Jody Sowell and Sam Moore, continued success with you guys.